Chapter 20. Back to the Plane. The plane was in sight now, but suddenly the jeep began to slow down. Louis stopped and got out.
"Just as I thought," he said angrily, kicking one of the wheels. "A puncture! A bullet probably hit it! We'll leave the jeep here and carry the packages to the plane."
Tony took an armful of packages and ran to the plane. Because of his bad leg, Louis couldn't run as fast as Tony. Tony was pleased, as this gave him enough time to get to the plane before Louis, open the parcel that Carmen had given him, pull out the parachute, and hide it under his seat. By the time Tony had finished with the parachute, Louis had reached the plane. He was loaded with packages and breathing heavily.
"I thought I'd better get here quickly, in case you got the idea to fly the plane out of here without me," said Louis,
out of breath, dropping the packages he was carrying onto the floor in the back of the plane.
"Now, go and get some more packages," he told Tony.
Soon all the packages of cocaine were on the plane, and they took off.
"I'm going to count the packages," said Louis. "Tell me when we're over the Gulf of Mexico."
Tony waited for some time, and then he looked over his shoulder towards Louis. Louis was still busy with the packages in the back of the plane. Tony put the plane on automatic pilot, which allowed the plane to keep to the correct route without him. As quickly as he could, and being careful that Louis didn't see him, Tony pulled the parachute out from under his seat. He took off his shirt and put on the parachute, tying the straps around his chest. Just as he was putting his shirt back on, he heard Louis coming up behind him.
"What are you doing?"
Louis asked. "I felt hot. I was just undoing the buttons of my shirt," Tony answered quickly, leaning back hard against his seat, hoping that Louis wouldn't see the bulge of the parachute on his back. "It's not against the law to undo one's shirt, is it?"
"I asked you to tell me when we were over the Gulf of Mexico," said Louis, angrily, pointing out of the window. "What's that?"
Tony could see the Gulf of Mexico far below them. In the distance were two small dots on the sea.
"It's the fishing boats," said Louis. "If I hadn't noticed them when I did, we'd have missed them. I'm going to the back of the plane to get the packages ready for dropping."
And he turned and walked away. As they got closer to the fishing boats, Tony had to think quickly. He looked over his shoulder to the back of the plane. Louis was busy with the packages, putting them near the door, ready to throw them out. They were getting closer to the fishing boats. Tony had to work fast. He made the plane go slower, pushed a lever, and the plane began to point slowly downwards. Then he pushed open a small door next to his seat and pulled off his shirt. He began to climb out of the plane, and as the plane got closer to the fishing boats, he jumped out. The parachute opened and broke his fall, and a few minutes later, the plane hit the water near the fishing boats. There was a big explosion, and the packages of cocaine scattered all over the sea. Louis was killed when the plane hit the water. Tony heard a noise. He looked up and saw that the parachute was beginning to tear. He was falling very fast. He knew that if he hit the sea at this speed, it would be like falling onto a very hard floor. But there was nothing he could do. Suddenly, he fell into the water. Everything in his mind went blank. He didn't know where he was. And then he felt cold, salty water splashing his face. He knew he was floating in the sea because he felt himself moving up and down with every wave. Tony opened his eyes. He was lying on a small bed, and several people were standing near him.
"Did you have a good sleep?" someone asked. "I'm Pete, and this is Fred. We saw your plane go down. We're from the U.S. Coast Guard. We pulled you out of the sea, remember?"
Tony sat up.
"Yes," he said. "I remember. I remember everything now."
"Then you'd better come and tell the captain of the boat the whole story," said Fred.
"Yes," said Tony. "I'll tell him everything."